الحمد لله الناظر إلى القلوب.
Praise be to Allah, the one that gazes upon the hearts.
والمقيم عليها شؤون الثواب والعقاب في يوم إليه جميع الخلق تؤوب.
And the one that establishes the realities of divine recompensation in terms of good things and bad things on the day in which every single person shall return back to him.
ففاز من عامله سبحانه وتعالى ببضاعة قلبه ربحا لا يوصف.
So he has indeed succeeded, the one that deals with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that trades with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way which is befitting and rectifies his own soul.
ومن اغتر بالمظهر دون شؤون القلب وأحواله وجد أنه كان في فوات وتلف.
And the one that finds that he's deceived by mere form and superficialities and neglects the realities of tending to his own heart and soul will discover that all of this has no meaning.
ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له.
And we bear witness that there is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he has no partner, he is one.
يحب اجتماع قلوب عباده المؤمنين.
He loves the gathering of all of his believers, their hearts become united as one.
ويرضى بذلك منهم عنهم.
And he becomes content in a way which is befitting of his divine contentment and is satisfied with them.
ويجمع لهم من خيره ما لا يحيط به غيره.
And prepares and gathers for every single one of them that which nobody else has the capacity to give.
ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله.
And we bear witness that our master and our messenger is our prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and his messenger.
ونبيه وصفيه وحبيبه وخليله.
And his prophet, his messenger, his chosen and select, elect, beloved.
جمع به القلوب بعد الشتات.
He gathered all of the hearts after them becoming fragmented.
وثبت به قلوب من استجاب لدعوته خير ثبات.
And those he made firm and gave them resolve, those people whose hearts after they were guided.
وكتب لهم الفوز في يوم الميقات.
And he prescribed for them the ultimate bliss and success on the day of the appointed time.
فمن زحزح عن النار وادخل الجنة فقد فاز.
For the one that is moved away from the fire of hell and entered into Jannah, is into paradise, is indeed successful.
ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل.
And we have removed from their hearts any enmity.
إخوانا على سرر متقابلين.
Brothers on sofas mutually facing one another.
وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
And this life of the dunya, of the world is nothing but an abode of deception.
اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وكرم على عبدك المصطفى سيدنا محمد.
Oh Allah, send your peace and blessings and ennobling grace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad.
وكما ألفت بين قلوب أصحابه فألف بين قلوبنا.
And just as you gathered together and reconciled the hearts of his companions, we ask you, O Allah, to gather our hearts together also.
وبما نظرت به إلى قلوبهم فانظر إلى قلوبنا.
And with that in which you gazed upon their hearts, we ask that you gaze upon our hearts in the same way.
وبما ثبت به قلوبهم ثبت قلوبنا.
And in that in which you made them, their hearts firm, we ask too also that you make our hearts firm in the same way.
يا من يثبت الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة.
O you who makes the hearts firm with the firm saying of resolve in this life and the next.
صل معه على آله وصحبه ومن والاه وسار في دربه.
May an extended peace and an eternal blessing be upon also his companions and upon his noble household.
وعلى آبائه وإخوانه من الأنبياء والمرسلين وآل كل وصحبه.
And upon his forefathers from amongst the great messengers and the great prophets and all of their families and companions.
وعلى الملائكة المقربين.
And upon the great angels which were brought close.
وجميع عبادك الصالحين.
And all of your righteous servants.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
And upon us with them and in them, with amongst them, O most merciful.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
And upon us and with them, O most merciful.
وعلينا معهم وفيهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
And upon us, with them and through them, O most merciful.
أما بعد.
And to proceed.
فإننا اجتمعنا بفضل الله.
Indeed, we have only gathered through the bounty of God.
في بيت من بيوت الله.
In a house from amongst the houses of God.
من أقدم المساجد في سنغافورة كما سمعتم.
From amongst one of the oldest mosques in Singapore, as you've just heard.
أسس على التقوى.
It was established upon the realities of true God consciousness.
فكان نعمة تراث.
And this was a true
ونعم الأثر.
It's a great something which has been preserved. It's a great example of this.
ولقد قال تعالى إن نحن نحيي الموتى.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed said, indeed we give life to the dead.
ونكتب ما قدموا.
And we prescribe that which preceded.
وآثارهم.
And upon that athar, which is their traces or the remnants in which something is left behind.
فما أسعد المؤسسين لهذا المسجد بهذا الأثر.
So how felicitous and joyous are the ones, the people that established this masjid through this remnant and that which they left behind.
وما أحسن ما قابلهم من جود الله الأكبر.
And what a great example of that which they met or were received with by the ultimate and absolute divine bestowal of gifts.
بحسب ما أخلصوا له وقبلهم.
In direct accordance to that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rendered them single-hearted for their sole aim to be Him.
وإنما يخلف الصالحون هذه الآثار.
And indeed, the righteous people leave these remnants behind.
التي لها عند الخالق العظيم مقدار.
Because these things that have a great worth and reality with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فلينظر كل واحد منا ماذا يخلف بعده من أثر.
And so every single one of us should look about that which we are to leave behind.
فمن خلف مصحفا وقرئ فيه فله مثل ثواب من قرأ.
And so somebody that leaves behind the production of a mushaf, then some people read in it, then this is a good thing to leave behind.
ومن أجرى مشروع مياه للناس فله ثواب كل من شرب واستقى.
And somebody has a kind of project for irrigation or giving people water, then every single drink and every single mouthful in which a person drinks, it also has a great remnant.
ومن خلف أولادا صالحين فله مثل ثواب ما يعملون.
A person that leaves righteous children behind, every single good deed that they do, the person who left them behind, their father, gets written with the same good deeds.
ومن خلف صورا سيئة في جواله أو منزله أو كتابه فله إذ عليه مثل إثم من ينظرون.
And somebody that leaves a foul image or a poisonous image upon their phone, then they also get similarly punished for that which they cause as remnants to leave behind.
انظر ماذا تخلف من أثر.
So look about that which you're going to leave behind.
واستعد للقاء الله الأكبر.
And prepare yourself for the ultimate meeting with Allah.
ولشأن المجمع والمحشر.
And with the realities, the affair of the day in which we all gathered.
وعلم أن من أعظم ما تخلف من الآثار.
And to know the great of the greatest and vastest of things which you can leave behind.
ما تركت من فقه في الدين وجمع لقلوب المؤمنين من بعد.
That which you left behind and taught for those people to benefit from that came after you in terms of a deep, profound understanding of this religion.
كل ما سعيت فيه من نشر العلم النافع.
Everything that you endeavor in disseminating and distributing truly beneficial knowledge.
كل ما بذلت في جمع قلوب المؤمنين.
Every time that you endeavor and go forth to try and cause harmony between the hearts of the believers.
فأصلحت بين اثنين.
So you're a means to repair and reconcile between two people.
وقربت متباعدين.
Or you bring two people together that were previously distant.
وألفت بين قلوب متنافرين.
And you cause reconciliation to come between two people that previously, prior to this, were at odds with one another.
وجمعت بين متفرقين.
And you cause people to come together that were previously fragmented.
فاجتمعوا على ما يخدمون به الدين.
And so they gather together and are harmonized and reconciled in that which is in true service to this religion. Then you have the reward of that which they do. And what a great thing that you left behind. And were you to leave behind some kind of severance to ruin family ties, or you were a cause to cause enmity and distance between the people of Islam, and you cause people in all creation to become distant and fragmented from one another, what a foul thing that you left behind. And the sin and the foulness of this will enter with you into your grave. So look very closely about what you're going to leave behind. Use your mind and your heart properly and think properly. Consider and contemplate. And the one that has copious amounts of the remembrance of death will find in their graves a garden. And the one that is complacent and neglects the active remembrance of the reality of death will find that their grave is a pit of hellfire. Because the remembrance or the recollection of something is to do with a reality in the heart in which other things are connected to and manifest forth from. And Allah does not look except to the hearts. Every single one of us has a particular form in terms of the way his form is expressed. And this is what he engages with the creation with. However, every inclination, every inward turning, every state, every engagement, everything which the heart turns to, this is the locus and the focal point for the divine gaze. And to this very reason, and in this very way, the beloved of the real, the ultimately authentic, informed us. And he said, as Imam Muslim has related in his authentic compilation, indeed God does not look, Allah does not look at your form or your superficial image. However, he looks to your hearts and he looks to your intentions. So Allah, make our inward turning the one that goes to you.
وخير ما تهتم به القلوب اجعل قلوبنا به مهتمة.
And that which you love for our hearts to be engaged with and you deem most important, make our hearts deem those things important and focus us towards them.
وأعظم ما ترغب فيه القلوب اجعل قلوبنا فيه راغبة.
And that which the hearts have the potentiality to be desirous of and to yearn for, make our hearts worthy of being desirous for those also. And grant us single-hearted focus upon you. You, the one that said in a hadith Qudsi, as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us, the one that moves forth to me a handspan's length, I go to him an arm's length. The one that comes forth to me in proximity in a certain unit, I go into in a closer way.
أيها الجمع الكريم.
O you noble people.
إن السعي في نشر المحبة بين القلوب.
Know that the active endeavoring in causing harmony between people's hearts.
وتقوية الألفة.
And strengthening reconciliation.
وتثبيت المحبة.
And making firm the realities of love.
وإقامة روابط التعاون.
And the establishment of mutual assistance and helping within a society, and absolute concern and dedication upon this. These are the realities of the worship and acts of devotion of the heart. They are a portion and derived from something of your outward manifest form.
وجه قلبك الذي ينظر الله إليه.
These are some kind of manifest expression and a part of your heart in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala constantly looks upon.
فاحرص على هذه العبادة القلبية.
So be very vigilant and concerned about these expressions of devotion which come from the heart.
فقد جاءت الشريعة كلها حاثة عليها.
Because the Sharia in its entirety came encouraging us to do this.
يتعلق بعماد الدين فرض الصلاة معنا في هذا الجمع.
And so the connection to the obligation, the prescription of the prayer has a reality in the expression within this gathering.
فشريعة الجماعة.
For the communal congregation has been divinely prescribed and ordained.
وصارت تفضل صلاة الجماعة صلاة الفذ ب27 درجة.
And so the prayer in congregation is greater than the prayer prayed alone by 27 times.
وصلاة الرجل مع الرجل أزكى من صلاته وحده.
And the prayer of a man prayed with another man is purer than were a man to pray purely by his own.
وصلاته مع الرجلين أزكى من صلاته مع الرجل.
And the prayer prayed with two other people is purer and worth more, has more value than a person just prayed with one other person.
وصلاته مع الثلاثة أزكى من صلاته مع الاثنين.
And one man's prayer with three other people is worth more and deemed more value and purer, more refined than were a person just to pray with two other people.
وصلاته مع الأربعة أزكى من صلاته مع الثلاثة.
And similarly, people were you to pray with four people, it's more refined and more worthy to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than were it just to be with three.
وهكذا تزكو الصلاة بكثرة الجمع.
And so too the prayer becomes refined and purified and elated through the capacity or the extent of the numbers of the gathering.
لأن الله يحب الجمع.
Because Allah loves people to gather together.
يحب الاجتماع.
He loves when people congregate.
يحب الائتلاف.
He loves when people are reconciled.
يحب التواد بين عباد المؤمنين.
He loves when people have love for one another, when the believers have love.
وما تحاب اثنان في الله إلا كان أحبهما إلى الله أشدهما حبا لصاحبه.
And no two people have love for one another for the sake of Allah other than the one most dearest to Allah is the one who has more love for his companion.
ففي أداء صلاة الجماعة يتلاقى المؤمنون.
And in praying, the prayer in jama'ah, in congregation, Muslims gather together.
وإذا تلاقت أرواح المؤمنين إذا تلاقت تساقت.
And when the souls of the believers coincide and come together, their souls mutually quench one another.
ويتصافح المؤمنون.
And the believers mutually shake hands.
وإذا التقى المسلمان فتصافحا قسمت بينهما 100 رحمة.
And were two believers to come together and shake hands, then 100 expressions of the divine compassion now become distributed between them.
90 لأكثرهما بشرى.
90 of them for the one that has the best smile amongst them.
وعشر للآخر.
And 10 for the other.
فمن كان أكثر بشاشة وبشرا في وجهه فله الحظ الأوفى.
And so the one that has more of an expression of beauty and happiness and smiling towards his brother, he has a greater portion of the reward.
لأن الابتسامة والبشاشة من أقوى أسباب نشر الألفة.
Because a happy smiling face is one of the greatest means or methodologies to spread kindness and reconciliation between people.
وبعث المحبة والتقريب بين القلوب.
And it's a means to pour forth the realities of love and proximity between people's hearts.
قال بعض سادتنا الصحابة ما رأيت أحدا أكثر تبسما في وجوه أصحابه من محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Some of our masters amongst the Sahaba, they said that I've not seen a single person that had more of a joyous and happy smile towards their companions.
وقال سيدنا جرير بن عبد الله البجلي ما حجبني رسول الله منذ أسلمت.
And سيدنا جليل بن عبد الله
البجلي.
البجلي. He said that
ما حجبني ما منعني من الدخول عليه ما حجبني رسول الله منذ أسلمت.
He didn't prevent me from seeing him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the very moment that I entered into Islam.
ولا رآني إلا تبسم في وجهي.
And he didn't see me other than he smiled in my face.
صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه.
Peace and blessings of Allah be upon him.
وكانت إليهم من حمر النعم.
And this, his smile was more dearer to him than red camels, this great expression, the most dearest wealth. Because this is the sign of the contentment of God. And there was nothing heavier and more corrosive on the hearts of the Sahaba than his anger and his wrath, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they found nothing more fearful and more dangerous upon their hearts than this. And they knew very well the reality that he only had wrath for the sake of God and for his sake. Allah and his messenger are more worthy, deemed more of a priority to please if you truly were Muslims.
اللهم فأرنا وجهه في الدنيا والآخرة وهو راض مبتسم.
Oh Allah, allow us to see His face in this life and the next, and He's smiling.
واجمعنا به.
And gather us with Him.
ثبتنا على دربه.
Make us firm upon His way.
واسقنا من شربه.
Allow us to drink from His drink.
خذوا أخلاقه ترافقوه.
Take His character and behavior and make it your companion.
فهو القائل إن من أحبكم إلي.
Because he is the one that said that indeed the dearest, the most beloved of you to me.
وأقربكم مني مجلسا يوم القيامة.
The closest of you in proximity to me on the day of يوم القيامة.
أحسنكم أخلاقا.
Those of you that are most exquisite in your character.
الموطؤون أكنافا. أي المتذللون الخاضعون الهينون لأصحابهم.
The people have the most gentleness and kindness and humility and accessibility towards those people around them.
وقال المؤمن إلف مألوف.
He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the believer is a source of gentleness and reconciliation, and he's easily accessible, he's easygoing. And there's no good in a person that isn't a source or isn't a means of reconciliation.
وأخبر عن شر قلبي يحصل في الأمة.
And he informed us of an evil which takes place in the heart within the Ummah.
وذلك أن يظهر قوم يخدعهم الشيطان ونفوسهم.
And he informed us that there would be a group of people in which the shaitan has deceived their hearts. So they have the best estimation of their own selves, and they have the worst and foulest estimation of other people. And they limit that truth can only be maintained through them. And they think that only goodness is through them. And even if their knowledge was in reality just pure ignorance. And our Prophet ﷺ alluded to this archetype. He said, were you to see a man say, these people are doomed, they're perished, and he's the worst amongst them, and he's the most doomed amongst them. Wretched. And the Prophet ﷺ also informed us of the characteristic of this archetype of people. And he said that one of you would read the Quran.
And
so one of those people, you watch them, that they read the Quran, that some of them may even be able to recite and memorize the Quran in its entirety.
خرج إلى جاره يرميه بالشرك.
Even were he to be at the onset of its radiance, then he goes to his neighbor and starts to accuse him of idolatry.
بعد أن يبدأ يتصل بالقرآن ونور القرآن ويحفظه تأتيه تلك الخواطر السيئة وأنه خير من الناس وأن من غيره كلهم على ضلال.
So just as he started to engage and deepen his connection with the goodness and the beauty and the light of the Quran, this foul insinuation started to creep into his soul, and he started to look down upon other people.
فيتنصل عن القرآن ويخرج إلى جيرانه ويكفرهم.
So he moves away from the reality of the Quran, and he goes out to the people around him, starts to look down upon them, and accuses them of disbelief.
ويرميهم بالشرك.
And he accuses them of idolatry.
قالوا يا رسول الله من أحق بالشرك الرامي أم المرمي؟ قال بل الرامي.
And the companions asked them, they said, Ya Rasulullah, who's the person that's truly in this state of shirk? Is it the person, the accuser, or the one accused? And the Prophet said, no, it's the accuser.
وَهَكَذَا يَعْصُونَ اللَّهَ بِقُلُوبِهِمْ مَعَ أَنَّ ظَوَاهِرَ أَبْدَانِهُمْ فِي الطَّاعَةِ.
And thus, with this archetype, these people, they have this foul disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though their outward superficial form is splendid. And when is the outward form and expression of devotion of the superficial body going to benefit in the hearts in the states of disobedience? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authenticated hadith as related in Sahih Bukhari, one of them, you're going to look down upon their own prayers when you look at their prayer, and your reading of the Quran when you see them read. But they read the Quran, it doesn't go beyond their throats. They go out of the religion just as an arrow goes straight through a target. May Allah protect us and our families and our neighbors and our loved ones and all of the believers, and grant us the realities of worship through humility and brokenness and service and love of the true believers.
وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم في من أقبلوا على الألفة والاستلاح وخيرهم الذي يبدأ صاحبه بالسلام.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in explaining the extension of this meaning of this archetype that spreads harmony and peace and beauty amongst people.
وكل ما جاء به صلى الله عليه وسلم من الحق فهو جامع للقلوب.
Everything that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم informed us of from Al-Haq, the real Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is in essence a source of harmony for people's hearts. So that every person can be encompassed and enshrouded in this love and gentleness and care.
كان اجتهاد الصحابة ثم التابعين وأئمة الأمة المؤهلين للاجتهاد بيان لسعة هذه الشريعة وجمعها للقلوب بكل اجتهاد صحيح.
So the ijtihad, the authentic scholastic process of interpretation of the elite amongst the Sahaba and those people that inherited from them, from the Tabi'een and the elite of this Ummah, was a righteous and succinct and proper ijtihad.
وقد كانوا يجتهدون في حياة نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And they would also try and derive rulings during the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in their understandings.
ويعلم أهل الاستنباط منهم ما يفهم أهل الاستنباط منهم ما يفهمون فيعملون به.
And the people that understood from the scholastic process of deriving rulings from the source texts were able to follow them because they understood their methodology.
وربما احتمل الحديث أو الآية معنيين فأخذ كل بمعنى فلم يكن ينكر عليهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it may be that a particular verse of the Quran or a particular utterance of a hadith may contain within it multiple interpretations. So if one person took one interpretation, you would never find them looking down or showing animosity to somebody that had another valid, authentic interpretation. And they weren't in a state of fragmentation and discord because of this. And they didn't have some kind of enmity towards each other because of this. Even in the Hajjat al-Wida, the final Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam,
and it was such that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was spread throughout the believers.
فَكَانُوا فِي حَجَّةِ الْوَدَاعِ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن مَوَاقِفِهِ يَقُولُ الصَّحَابَةُ فَمِنَّ الْمُلَبِّي وَمِنَّ الْمُكَبِّرِ.
So there were different forms or expressions of this dhikr. And the Sahaba would say there were some of us that would chant the dhikr of لَبَّيْكَ اللَّهُمَّ لَبَّيْكَ, and some of them would recite the dhikr of Allahu Akbar, the takbir of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
فَلَا يُنْكِرُ هَذَا عَلَى هَذَا وَلَا هَذَا عَلَى هَذَا.
So the different views were taken from a sound source, and one wouldn't say that one of each other was wrong.
ورسول الله بينهم.
And the Prophet ﷺ was there before them, amongst them.
ومن كان يتصور أنه لا يجوز إلا واحد إما تكبير وإما تلبية فقد خالف الشريعة.
And somebody that started to now imagine and say that you can only have one, you can't have the other, this person has clearly gone against and contravened the nature of the Sharia.
ومع أنه صلى الله عليه وسلم لزم التلبية ولم يبدأ بالتكبير حتى رجع من عرفات.
Even though the Prophet ﷺ himself maintained the dhikr of labbaik Allahumma labbaik, the talbiyah, and he only did the takbir after.
فلم يكن يلزم أحدا بعمله هذا الذي اختاره عليه الصلاة والسلام فيما قد شرع لهم مما أذن لهم بالاختيار فيه.
So he didn't oblige any one of them to do that which he was doing, because within the sacred law which he presented forth to them was this expansiveness that they could access.
ثم جاء التابعون وتابع التابعين.
And then the people after the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, came, and those after them, the Tabi'een.
وكان تجديد دين الله.
And this was an expression of the renewal of the religion of God.
ففي زمن التابعين احتاجت الأمة إلى تجديد ركن الإحسان.
And in the time of the tabi'een, it came that there was a necessity that the pillar of the faith, which tended to the spiritual realities and spiritual excellency, needed renewing.
وهو شؤون القلوب ومعاملة علام الغيوب.
And this is the pillar which is related to the affairs of the heart and the experience of the knower of everything unseen.
والذي اشتهر في الأمة على مدى القرون بالتصوف.
And that which has become known throughout the ummah throughout the centuries as tasawwuf.
فبرز أئمة التابعين وساداتهم وكانوا المجددين لهذا الركن.
So the great masters and the leaders from amongst the tabi'een placed importance and significance in this and revived them.
كسيدنا علي بن الحسين زين العابدين.
The likes of سيدنا علي بن الحسين زين العابدين.
وسيدنا الحسن البصري.
سيدنا حسن البصري.
وسيدنا سعيد بن المسيب.
سيدنا سعيد بن المسيب.
سيدنا سعيد بن جبير.
سيدنا سعيد بن جبير.
وغيرهم من سادة التابعين.
And others from amongst the.
وتجدد على أيديهم ركن الإحسان من الدين.
And upon their hands and through their deeds, this reality was renewed and revived in the religion.
ثم كان عصر تابع التابعين وتابعيهم.
And then the third generation of the people that came after the تابعين, the تابع التابعين, those that came after them.
واحتاجت الأمة إلى تجديد أحكام الإسلام وكيفية استنباطها من الكتاب والسنة والإجماع.
And this was a time in which there was necessitated a great need within the Ummah for a renewal and a revival of the reality of the sacred law and its rulings.
واجتهاد من أهله المتأهلين كما ذكرنا من عهد الصحابة.
So that اجتهاد, this authentic scholastic capacity to derive source from the source text, was inherited through senate from the very time of the Sahaba, as we'd mentioned previously.
في حياته صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد انتقاله إلى الرفيق الأعلى.
During his life صلى الله عليه وسلم and after his movement unto the greatest of companions.
وكان يجتمع المستنبطون من علماء الصحابة لأجل النظر في مسألة من المسائل.
And the people that had the capacity, that were had the scholastic credentials to do this amongst the Sahaba, would gather to do this during the time of his life صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وعند الحاجة إلى ضبط قواعد هذا الاجتهاد وكيفية الاستنباط, تجدد الإسلام على أيدي الأئمة الأربعة عليهم رضوان الله.
And through and because of this deep need for the revival of this reality of Islam, it was renewed at the hands of the four great imams.
فاشتهر بين الأمة استنباطهم واجتهادهم.
So their methodology of deriving from the source texts now became famous throughout the Ummah.
سيدنا الإمام أبو حنيفة.
From the likes of the great Sayyidina, our master, Sayyidina Imam Abu Hanifa.
مالك بن أنس.
Sayyidina Imam Malik bin Anas.
Imam Dar al-Hijra.
The leader of the abode of the Hijra.
سيدنا الإمام محمد بن إدريس الشافعي.
سيدنا الإمام محمد بن إدريس الشافعي.
سيدنا الإمام أحمد بن حنبل.
سيدنا الإمام أحمد بن حنبل.
عليهم رضوان الله.
May the contentment of God be upon them.
فكانت اجتهاداتهم في استنباط الأحكام أصلا وأساسا لمعنى الاجتهاد وخلاصة لما جاء في الكتاب والسنة.
And so their authentic methodology in how to derive the sacred knowledges was derived from and recorded and codified of how to do this from the Quran and the Sunnah.
موافقين لإجماع من قبلهم.
It's also in direct accordance and coincides with إجماع, which is the consensus amongst the Ummah of those that came prior to them.
محسنين الاستنباط والقياس الصحيح.
And they had a scrupulousness and a perfection in this authentic methodology.
وكانوا على محبة في الله وأخوة.
And they their way was a one which in which they had mutual love and brotherhood amongst them.
والإمام أحمد تلميذ الإمام الشافعي.
And Imam Ahmad was a student of Imam al-Shafi'i.
والإمام الشافعي تلميذ الإمام مالك.
And Imam al-Shafi'i was a student of Imam Malik.
والإمام مالك تلميذ سيدنا جعفر الصادق.
And Imam Malik was a student of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq.
والإمام أبو حنيفة تلميذ سيدنا جعفر الصادق.
And Imam Abu Hanifa was similarly a student of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq.
والإمام سفيان الثوري تلميذ سيدنا جعفر الصادق.
And Imam سفيان الثوري was a student of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq.
والإمام داود الظاهري تلميذ سيدنا جعفر الصادق.
And Imam داود الظاهري was a student also of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq.
وكلهم يحب بعضهم بعضا.
And all of them would love each other.
وأسانيدهم واحدة.
And the sanads were
تنتهي إلى المصطفى محمد.
They go back to the chosen one, المصطفى صلى الله عليه وآله
وصحبه وسلم.
May peace and blessings be upon him.
وكان يذكر سيدنا أبو حنيفة أن فوائده من جعفر الصادق كانت تتعلق بشؤون القلب وإدراك حقيقة الخطاب الرباني.
And سيدنا الإمام أبو حنيفة used to recall that his the real benefit which he derived from his companionship with Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, which was something to do with the realities of the heart.
وكان يقول أنه جالس الإمام الصادق سنتين من عمره.
And he used to say that he took the companionship of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq for 2 years.
يقول في آخر عمره لولا السنتان مع الصادق لهلك النعمان يعني نفسه عليه رحمة الله.
And he said that towards the end of his life, were it not for those 2 years that I spent in the company of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq, I would have perished.
ويقول الإمام مالك لما قالوا له إنك تتأثر كثيرا عند ذكر النبي.
And they would
قالوا لسيدنا مالك أنك عند ذكر النبي تتأثر كثيرا.
سيدنا الإمام مالك they used to say of him that when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was recalled and mentioned that he would be deeply affected.
فقال لو رأيتم من قبلنا ما رأيتم هذا شيئا.
And he used to say, if you saw the people that came before me, you wouldn't have seen this as anything.
كنت أختلف إلى مولاي جعفر الصادق. يقول سيدنا مالك كنت أختلف إلى يعني أجي إليه وأتردد عليه.
He used to say, I used to go and frequent the companionship and the presence of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq.
قال وكان يبتسم في وجوهنا.
And he used to smile in our faces.
فإذا ذكر رسول الله.
And were the Prophet to be mentioned.
طلبه الشوق والتعظيم.
Yearning and reverence started to manifest from his soul.
وأظهر ذلك على وجهه.
And this manifested upon his face.
حتى يحمر وجهه.
Till his face became reddened.
وأدركت من الشيوخ فلان بن فلان.
And I felt and I met from my teachers so and so, the son of so and so.
كان إذا ذكر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تبالغ به الشوق والمحبة فيجعل يبكي.
And when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be mentioned in his presence, the realities of yearning and missing and longing started to pour over his and manifest from him until he was overwhelmed.
حتى أن نرثي حاله من شدة بقائه.
We had to go away from him out of such pity from the state which we found him in.
فلو رأيتموهم ما جعلتم تأثري هذا شيئا.
And so were you to have seen them, you would have not seen this me being affected and this resonance that, and the way it's expressed through me as anything.
وحب الله ورسوله يجمعهم.
The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that which brought them and united them.
تعظيم شعائر الله يجمعهم.
Reverence and veneration from the great symbols and signs of God is that which united them.
وكان سيدنا الشافعي يقول كل الناس في الفقه عيال على أبي حنيفة.
And the great Sayyidina Imam al-Shafi'i, he said, all of the great scholars of the science of fiqh are dependents in him and indebted to Imam Abu Hanifa.
وكان يقول إذا ذكر العلماء فمالك النجم.
And he used to say that were the scholars to be remembered, that Imam Malik was the star.
وكان الإمام أحمد بن حنبل يقول لي 20 سنة ما صليت صلاة إلا دعوت بعدها للإمام محمد بن إدريس الشافعي.
And Imam Ahmad, he used to say, I've had 20 years of prayer. Not a single prayer have I omitted praying for my teacher, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i.
قالوا من هذا الذي تدعو له هذا الدعاء كله.
He said, who's this person that you're praying for?
فقال لسائله ابنه يا بني كان الشافعي كالشمس للدنيا وكالعافية للأبدان.
They asked him about the qualities of this person, Imam al-Shafi'i, and he said to his son, This man was like it's just the sun in the night, and he was just a cure for an unhealthy body. So do you find in these two qualities any kind of substitute? There's no substitute for this. Recompense. May the ridwan and the contentment of God be upon them.
ومرض مرة الإمام أحمد بن حنبل في بغداد.
And one time Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal became ill in the city of Baghdad.
فجاء يعوده الإمام الشافعي.
So Imam Shafi'i came to visit him.
فشفي الإمام أحمد.
And Imam Shafi'i was healed.
ومرض الإمام الشافعي.
And Imam Shafi'i became ill.
فجاء الإمام أحمد يعوده.
So Imam Ahmad came to visit him.
فبرئ الإمام الشافعي.
Imam Shafi'i was healed.
فأنشأ بيتين.
And so he starts to recall two lines of poetry.
يقول مريض الحبيب فعدته.
He said, the dear beloved became ill, so I visited him.
فمرضت من أسفي عليه.
So I became ill out of pity for him.
فأتى الحبيب يعودني.
So the Habib, the beloved, came to visit me.
فبريت من نظري إليه.
So I became healed by gazing upon him.
هكذا كانت الأخوة بينهم.
This was the brotherhood that they had between them.
هكذا كانت المحبة بينهم.
This was the realities of love between them.
معتصمين بحبل الله.
Connected firmly to the rope of God.
وله اجتهاد يختلف عن اجتهاد هذا وهم أهل لذلك.
And they had ijtihad, they had different religious rulings which they differed in, but it didn't move them away from this love.
واتسعت دائرة الأمة المحمدية.
And the ummah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم expanded.
فاحتاجوا إلى تجديد في ركن الإيمان.
And so they needed an expression of renewal or revival in the pillar of faith, which in the pillar which related to faith and creed.
ظهر الإمام أبو الحسن الأشعري.
So the great Imam Abu Hasan al-Ash'ari.
من ذرية سيدنا أبي موسى الأشعري.
And he is from the progeny of the great Sahabi سيدنا موسى.
أبي موسى
الأشعري.
وظهر الإمام أبو منصور الماتريدي.
And سيدنا أبو منصور الماتريدي also came forth.
فكان على يديهما تجديد ركن الإيمان.
And upon their hands was the reality of the revival in the ummah of the pillar of creed and faith.
وحفظ الإيمان من الزيغ والضلال.
And the preservation and the protection of faith and creed from any kind of distortion or divergence.
وعاشت الأمة في سعة الكتاب والسنة والإجماع والقياس ورأى هؤلاء الأئمة على مدى القرون.
And so the entire ummah was cradled and enshrouded through the blessing and the rulings and the understandings of these great scholars and imams centuries for centuries.
متحابين متآلفين.
Lovers and people that cared for one another.
معتصمين بحبل الله غير متفرقين.
Holding firm to the rope of God and not people with ignorant fragmentation, discord amongst them.
عليهم رضوان رب العالمين.
May the ridwan and the compassion and contentment of God be upon them.
وما ظهر شيء من تبديع ولا تفسيق ولا تكفير إلا في من خرج عن مذاهب هؤلاء كلهم.
And the only expression of some form of where they would accuse a person or give the religious ruling that the person has apostated or the person has committed a form of innovation would only be through a small minority of those people that had a clear expression of this within the ummah.
فلنعرف نعمة الله علينا في الدين الذي يجمع ولا يفرق.
So we're to know and contemplate upon the greatness and the magnitude of this blessing that Allah has given us, this religion that gathers us together and harmonizes and doesn't dissipate and cause fragmentation.
بل يعلمنا كيف نسكن نفوس غير المسلمين بالبر والقسط.
And even beyond this, it teaches us how to reconcile between our hearts and how to deal with people in a way which is kindly and just.
وندعوهم إلى الإسلام بالأخلاق والإحسان.
And so we call them, we invite them to Islam with true prophetic character and beauty.
ويعلمنا نبينا أن ربنا ينادي.
And we were informed by our Prophet ﷺ that our Lord is the one that summons.
فَيَقُولُ تَعَالَى
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَجَبَتْ مَحَبَّتِي لِلْمُتَحَابِينَ فِيَّ
My love has been made obligatory for those people that love each other for my sake.
وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ
And those people that visit one another for my sake.
وَالْمُتَجَالِسِينَ فِيَّ
And those people that gather and sit amongst each other for me.
وَالْمُتَبَادِلِينَ فِيَّ
And those people that exchange for me.
فَيَا فَوْزَهُمْ بِمَحَبَّةِ اللَّهِ
How blessed, how successful are those people that have the realities of love of God.
رَبَّنَا الْعَظِيمِ
And we ask Allah, our Lord, the great,
في هذه الساعة الكريمة,
in this noble time,
أن لا يجعل أحدا من الحاضرين إلا ربط قلبه.
That he doesn't make any single person here present other than he's connected our hearts to these realities.
الْمَحَبَّةِ فِي اللَّهِ
And to the realities of connections of love of
أجل
God.
ومن أجل الله
and for the sake of God
في متابعة النبي محمد بن عبد الله
in pure emulation and following of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم
اللهم إذا نادى مناديك في القيامة
Oh Allah, if your summoner calls out on the day of rising
أين المتحبون في
Where are those people that gather for my sake
أين المتجالسون في
Where are those people that gathered for my sake
أين المتبادلون في
Where are those people that would share and exchange for my sake
اليوم أظلهم في ظل عرشي
Grant them to be under my shade, the shade of my throne. On the day in which there is no shade except save for my shade. So make every single person in this gathering here in this time under that shade, Ya Allah. Gaze upon their hearts. Rectify their hearts.
تنقية وتطهيرا لقلوبنا.
Purify their hearts.
تنويرا لقلوبنا.
Illuminate their hearts.
يا مقلب القلوب الأبصار.
Oh you who moves hearts.
ثبت قلوبنا على دينك.
Make our hearts firm upon your deen.
ما لنا غيرك يا رب.
We have no one but you.
ما لنا سواك يا رب.
We have none other than you.
إن لم ترحمنا فمن يرحم؟
If you're not going to show us compassion, then who do we have?
إن لم تجد علينا فلا يجود غيرك.
If you don't show us generosity, then who will give us generosity?
يا مصلح القلوب أصلح
قلوبنا. Oh, you who rectifies the hearts, rectify our hearts tonight.
على كل واحد منا مفتاحا للخير.
Make every single one of us a key to all good.
مغلقا للشر.
And a lock to that which is foul and wicked.
نظرة من نظراتك.
Oh Allah, give us a gaze from your divine gazes. And a mercy from your mercy. A bestowal from that which you bestow. Give us of that which you have to give. Gather us with this reality and all of those people that established this masjid. And those that preceded us from amongst our forefathers and the righteous amongst the believers. With the noble Sahaba and the pure household of the Prophet ﷺ.
في زمرة النبيين
in the party and the gathering of all of the prophets
مع إمامهم سيد المرسلين
with their leader their iman the seal of all prophets our master the سيدنا المرسلين
واجمعنا وأحبابا لنا
so oh our Lord gather us and all of those that we love
في ذلك الفردوس أطيب موضع
in your abode the greatest of abodes of فردوس
فضلا وإحسانا ومنا منك
out of pure bounty and grace from you
يا ذا الجود والفضل الأتم
Oh, you, the possessor of all grace.
Ameen,
and perfect kindness. Ameen, O Allah.
Ameen, Ya Allah.
Oh, Ameen, Ya Allah.
Ameen, Ya Allah.
Ameen, Ya Allah.
لا تخلف منا أحدا.
Don't leave a single one of us behind.
وأدخلنا في سعداء.
Let us all be people of joy.
وكلنا هنا وغدا.
Be for us in this time and on that day.
ولا تهلكنا بذنب ولا سيئة.
Don't allow us to face a single sin or مخالفة.
ولا إثم ولا خطيئة.
Or anything that we've done wrong or any
يا غافر الذنوب.
Oh, you who forgives the sins.
اغفر جميع ذنوبنا.
Forgive every single one of our sins.
يا ساتر العيوب.
Oh, you who veils all our faults.
استر جميع عيوبنا.
Veil all of our faults.
اجعلها ساعة فضل.
Make this a time of bestowal.
وإحسان ووصل.
And beauty and connection
وعطاء جزل
and vast amounts of divine outpouring
وارتباط بخير الرسل
and the connection of the highest realities with the greatest of prophets
وشرب من شرابه
Allow us to taste from his drink. Allow us to behave and have the most splendid character like him. Help us to behave and act like he would be.
Amin, Ya Rabbana.
Amin, O our Lord.
Amin, Ya Rabbana.
Amin, O our Lord.
Amin, Ya Rabbana.
Amin, Ya Rabbana.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Call upon him. Seek him. Call upon him. Have hope in him. He'll have mercy upon you. He'll look down upon you. He'll give to you. He'll bring you close. He'll purify you. He'll forgive you. He'll be pleased with you. Say all together,
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah,
Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya
Allah.
What a great Lord that you've summoned.
نعم الرب الذي تطلبونه.
How great is the Lord that you seek.
القريب.
He's close.
المجيب.
He answers you.
المغيث.
He will give to you.
المنان.
He will bestow upon
المحسن.
You.
المحسن.
He's the one that does things with absolute beauty.
المتفضل.
He is the one that gives.
المنعم.
He is the one that
الله.
Gives blessings.
Allah.
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 Allah. Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Ya Allah.
Ya
Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah.
دعوناك كما أمرتنا.
We've asked of you as you've commanded us to.
فاستجب لنا كما وعدتنا.
So answer us as you've promised us.
إنك لا تخلف الميعاد.
You don't go against your promise.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
You're merciful, oh most merciful.
قال نبيك المصطفى.
Your prophet, the chosen one, said,
ما اجتمع قوما.
No people gather together.
فدعا بعضهم.
And they summon.
وأمن الآخرون.
And they call, and the others say, آمين.
إلا استجاب الله
other than Allah will answer them.
فاستجب لنا يا الله.
So answer us, يا الله.
آمين 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 يا الله.
برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
You are merciful, almost merciful.
ووفق القائمين على المسجد.
And bless the people that have served within this
masjid.
And increase them in all good.
وأجري لهم الخير وعلى أيديهم.
And make good to continue to become upon their hands.
يا أرحم الراحمين.
Almost merciful.
ونسألك لنا وللأمة.
And we ask for you, of you,
من
for
خير
us
ما
the Ummah,
سألك منه عبدك نبيك سيدنا محمد.
The greatest and the most perfect of your messenger and our master asked of you.
ونعوذ بك.
And we seek protection.
مما استعاذك منه عبدك
نبيك. With you of that which your prophet and your messenger sought protection from. Our master Muhammad.
وأنت المستعان.
And you are the one.
وعليك
that
البلاغ.
And we trust.
ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم.
There is no might and there's no movement, there's power save in you.
اقبلنا يا أرحم الراحمين.
Accept us, يا Allah.